Hello?
Billy Graham on one. Yes, sir.
Billy?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you, sir, and God bless you. I think about you and pray for you every day.
Well, I just read about you while you was out there and thought you did a wonderful job, and I thought that whenever you had time, I'd like to get some of your impressions and hear some of your experiences. I wonder if you and Ruth feel like coming up here anytime soon.
Well, we certainly do. I have to go to Texas for the next few days. I'll be down there for about 8 days, and then I have to go straight to California. I'm going to Berkeley and preach there for a few days.
Oh, that's good.
So I'll need your prayers there. That's where it's going to be at time.
That sure is good. Well, when are you taking off there?
Sir?
When are you going to all this trip?
Well, I'm leaving here on Thursday. I can come up sometime tomorrow or the next day, or I could come anytime after February 5th.
It'd be good if you'd come Wednesday.
We'd be happy to come.
All right, come up and you can have lunch with me, and I may invite one or two folks, and I got a cabinet meeting that morning, and you just you come up if you want to, be here say at noon, we'll visit here a little while, and we'll go over and have a quiet luncheon.
Well, thank you, sir. I'd love to tell you some of my experiences.
All right.
Because it was a tremendous thing for me.
Wonderful. Did you see John Steinbeck's story yesterday in the Washington Post?
No, sir. I get the Post, but I won't get it till today.
You get it.
It'll stay late.
Wasn't it
in the Post, Steinbeck story? Any of you see the Steinbeck story yesterday?
I believe it's in the Post. Get it. It's very good on Vietnam.
All right, sir. I surely will. I'll get it today.
Thank you, my friend.
I'll be there.
Sure. Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Thank you, sir.
Are you waiting?